Authorities in Houston are investigating what went wrong at the Astroworld Music Festival Friday night. In the tragedy, 8 people died and dozens were injured. The crowd, some 50,000 people, surged toward the stage, crushing people while Travis Scott was rapping. Lawsuits have been filed against Scott and the entertainment company Live Nation and the concert promoter Scoremore. Travis Scott posted a video to Instagram Saturday.
I'm honestly just devastated, and I could never imagine anything like this just happening.
And joining us now is Stephen Adelman. He's vice president of the Event Safety Alliance. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, it seems there could have been signs that the security professionals might have missed before this happened. We know that crowds pushed over barricades and rushed in earlier in the day. On this day, what questions are you asking about security planning and preparation for this event?
So the questions that I think we should be asking are related to the number and location of security professionals, whether those are private security guards or off-duty law enforcement or other safety or public safety professionals. How many? Where were they? What sort of information did they have? These people are not operating in a vacuum. Rather, they are in some manner of communication with people who should have access to closed-circuit TV video feeds in real time. So there's actually quite a lot of coordination among a number of different agencies and entities all trying to figure out, is this simply an active crowd, the likes of which we have seen many, many times before, always without incident, or is this an extraordinary crowd, one which is in distress where we need to intervene? So those are the big questions to be posed now, is to figure out what was known and what responses were possible given the planning and the resources available on the ground Friday night.
Now, this crowd was at an outdoor park, not an indoor venue with limited seats like a stadium. Does the outdoor nature of this event make it a little bit more challenging for crowd control?
No, it just makes it different. People talk about how seated venues are safer. Well, not necessarily. If you need to evacuate them very quickly, the seats are an impediment to people leaving. Outdoor venues where there really are no obstacles other than temporary fencing can be moved very quickly. What we have here is a question about, were the barricades as they were configured Friday night either helpful, problematic, or something in between? And that's going to be the subject of investigation as well.
Yeah, okay. Now, we've seen some of this terrible cell phone footage showing people screaming, stop the show. I mean, once a horde of 50,000 people is surging, you know, left and right, it's got to be hard to stop. But in your view, could that have been an option to stop the show?
Well, it's a complicated option. Technologically, would there have been show-stop capability? Almost certainly, yes, in the sense that one can kill a mic from the sound engineer's position. However, the judgment to stop a show, particularly when there's a very active crowd, as was the case Friday night from all the video footage, that decision has to be made very carefully, because the decision to stop prematurely and without a good explanation that people believe and buy into can yield its own dangers, very serious dangers.
Okay. And finally then, just going forward then, I guess, what will you be listening for as authorities presumably update us on what they find?
I'll be listening for facts. You know, we live in a time when we seem amazingly averse to facts that don't square with our preconceived notions. I'll be interested in facts, in the gathering of actual evidence. In order to figure out what happened and what could have happened as an alternative, it's going to be important for the principals who were there to be interviewed, for records that were maintained in the course of this event to be studied. That's going to take a little more time. And for some, that delay will be unsatisfying. They'll want instant answers. But instant answers yield overly simplistic arguments and conclusions that wind up changing. So I'll be looking for evidence to precede judgment.
All right. Stephen Adelman of the Events Safety Alliance. Stephen, thanks so much.
Thank you.